You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome in to the Gym Class here at KGYM. Great to have you aboard as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour on this Tuesday. Yeah, it's Tuesday, December the 27th. We are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union here on the Gym Class each and every day, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to their website at dupaco.com. Good show for you coming up today. We'll take a look back at the weekend that was in the world of sports. Plenty to talk about. That includes pro football headlining the situation here. We'll talk about the latest as far as the National Football League with T-minus 2 weeks remaining in the season. Also, a little bit of, I don't know if news is the right word to use out of Iowa City, but we will talk about that coming up with you here in just a couple of moments. Great to have you aboard as we are between the Christmas holiday and the new year, 2023, right around the corner, final week of 2022. So enjoy it if you were a big fan of that particular year. Great to have you with us on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speakers. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes from his home on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids today joining us, the former sports editor of the Gazette, and Ben on the other side of the glass. We'll keep you updated on what's happening in Dallas College Bowl action. It's the first quadruple header of the year today. We already have one game in the books as that particular ball game, the Camellia Bowl, of course, in Montgomery, Alabama at the Crampton Bowl. And that game goes to Buffalo out of the MAC. They beat Georgia Southern today 23-21. Right now, early second quarter in Dallas, it is Memphis and Utah State currently tied at 3. We've got bowl action later on for you as the Big Ten gets into the fray with the Wisconsin Badgers. It'll be Wisconsin and Oklahoma State from Phoenix and Chase Field tonight. The Guaranteed Rate Bowl. We'll have it at 8:30 for you tonight from ESPN Radio and all of our frequencies, and about a 9:15 scheduled kickoff or sometime after East Carolina and Coastal Carolina. We'll finish things up in the Birmingham Bowl. That will take place prior to that. Do you have all that, Mark? Do you have your copious notes with all that included on it?
I wouldn't say that. Good afternoon to you and everyone out there. I do know it's 6-6 day in the bowl season. 5 out of the 8 teams involved today are 6-6 or started the day 6-6, trying to get to that winning record. And sorry I couldn't join you today. Picked up a bit of a head cold the last couple days and err on the side of caution. Don't want to spread my germs.
Thank you.
I don't want to spread my germs anytime, but
we understand.
Powering through. Let's go.
There you go. There you go. 319-366-1600. That is our text line available to you if you'd like to weigh in. Again, that is 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. That is our phone line as well if you'd like to pick up the phone and give us a call. Again, 319-366-1600. And I mentioned the bowls going on today. We'll get to the pro ranks coming up in just a little bit. The preparations continue for the Music City Bowl, Iowa in Nashville proper. And likewise, Kentucky Hawkeyes going through drills. And the biggest story today was the fact that Sam Laporta and Deontay Vines are helping out backup centers and helping them get snaps in because Iowa has 2 scholarship quarterbacks right now that they took down to Nashville. So there you go. You are now up to date, Mark, with everything going on in bowl prep.
It is game week, isn't it? How about that? One more game this football season for the Iowa Hawkeyes, and it's going to be we'll talk about it later in the week, but going to be a very interesting game, I think. Maybe not a great game, but kind of an interesting one from the Iowa standpoint.
I think it is, because I think we're going to see a few wrinkles. That is the scuttlebutt coming out of Iowa City from various sources, if you will, that might see a few things. It's not going to be a radical change. Not going to be anything, you know, probably, what, you know, catastrophic or anything like that. But I think you're going to see a few things that are going to be a little bit different with this Iowa offense with Joe Labus at the helm. That remains to be seen how much of a change it will be. And Lord help us, Mark, if Iowa goes for 600 yards and changes everything, because we may be talking about that for a week.
Don't count on it.
I don't count on it, but that could very well, well, we'll see. There is new, I hate to say news, Mark, coming out of Iowa City. I guess it is, because Gary Barta, the Iowa athletic director today, in case you missed it on Twitter, or if you were a ticket holder, season ticket holder in football, men's basketball, women's basketball as well, you also received this particular email from the University of Iowa Athletic Department. But it is in response to what was a Sunday and into Christmas Day, if you will. Well, Christmas Day into the 26th. All kinds of speculation and hearsay out there about, okay, oh, things are horrible right now as far as the Hawkeye NIL, the Swarm, is concerned in its dealings with Gary Barta and the University of Iowa. Iowa will never get a good recruit ever again because of blah, 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 and this, and fill in the blank. So Gary Barta thought that the best way to go about answering these questions, if you will, was to put out a two-page, note to the University of Iowa ticket holders, and that's what he did earlier on today.
The minute Gary Barta does something like this, it's a lightning rod for some people, and I don't know that it should be. I thought it was a pretty good letter. It was necessitated, I think, by Brad Heinrich's feelings. He's the head of the Swarm, by the way, former Iowa golfer. His feelings about the fact that Iowa, Barta, whoever it may be, will not share its list of season ticket holders in football and men's and women's basketball, thus helping the Swarm try to round up donors as well, and not giving them a presence, a table at a couple certain events. And Barta basically said he doesn't share, or the university doesn't share those types of lists with third-party individuals. You have to remember that the Swarm is not affiliated with Iowa and vice versa.
Correct.
Iowa Athletics. Plain and simple. So it's like if this radio station decided to share its advertising contacts with another radio station or another media outlet or vice versa, not going to happen. Now, having said that, could Gary Barta handle this a little bit better? Despite the fact in his letter saying, please visit the Swarm website, he encourages people to do so. That was the last paragraph of the letter. But he probably could have taken, you know, maybe a bit of a step to say he, you know, really embraces this effort, blah, 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 whatever it may be. But again, they're two separate entities, and the NIL is evolving. I try to keep that in the back of my mind. It's not an end-all right now. You know, whether there will be legislation, what have you, I don't know. Whether will there ever be a level playing field? I'm here to say there never has been. Never has been. And then NIL is not going to change that. So I'm not too worked up about Barta's letter. You know, the Swarm is just supporting three sports.
Correct.
Men's and women's basketball and in football. And those out there, I mean, Heinrichs was a, as I said, a golfer himself at Iowa. But what about those other sports? And how does Title IX fit in? And I don't know that Title IX really does fit in, but a lot of aspects to this. A lot of things to consider, and Barta thought he might at least try to get out in front of it.
Your thoughts, welcome. 319-366-1600 on this holiday week. What do you think out there? Good move, bad move, medium move, what have you. I agree with you. I think Gary Barta could have done things a little bit differently. One, I do agree with the fact that Iowa is not giving out the names and emails. That is a common business practice in 2022 going into 2023. There are the vast majority of people, vast majority, do not want their contact information given out. Now, granted, it is to the University of Iowa's collective. Now, they are not tied in with one another, but that's a common business practice. I'm not going to get on Gary Barta for that. Are there schools that do that? Absolutely, there are schools that do that. You got to keep in mind, first of all, the first question is this, Mark. If Caden Proctor says, I'm going to Iowa and signs with Iowa, is there this much blow up over everything as far as the Swarm, NIL, and the association, loose association with Gary Barta?
Probably not, but don't forget, there's a reason Cade McNamara and Eric all came to Iowa from Michigan.
Correct.
May not be NIL. Maybe just felt like there was an opportunity. It's hard to fault Caden Proctor for going to Alabama. I don't know. The NIL combined with the transfer portal, I just think it's a stinky business these days in college sports.
Now, with that being said, Gary Barta, I think, could have reached out and played a little nicer with the Swarm, offering them booths or tables at various events. I don't think that is a problem at all. Iowa chose not to do that, and that is their prerogative, I guess. Now, I would have probably done that differently if I were the head of the University of Iowa Athletic Department. I would have definitely would have said, okay, fine. If people want to come visit you, if they want to on the spot, write a check, whatever, donate monthly, however the case may be, great. It's not going to hurt me anyway. It comes down to a couple things. Number one, and that is you talked about the fact that this only covers three sports, and there's been talk about, okay, taking a piece of the percentage of the pie, if you will, and distributing to, you know, all athletes, if you will. And then that brings Title IX into consideration. I mean, there are a lot of tentacles to this as far as the situation is concerned, Mark. And, you know, it's never been a playing field that's been level, as you said, and it is definitely until there is some sort of an organization, whether it be the NCAA or an organization that we don't even know about as of yet, to be created in 2023 or 2024 or whenever, that could possibly regulate what is going on as far as NIL and the transfer portal is concerned, it's never going to be a level playing field, and it's going to get even worse, as we have seen. By the way, Sam Hartman going to Notre Dame next year from Wake Forest, if you want to consider that. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class. Matt in Fairfax says on the text line, Swarm shouldn't even exist. Fans pay hundreds every weekend going to games. They shouldn't need to pool their money to pay athletes. Schools make millions. One thing I will say, Mark, is that one of the talks, if you will, as far as some of the fans that are on, I think, Gary Barta's side, is the fact that, okay, the NIL, you're like a business. You need to go out there and you need to shake the trees and find people that will donate or businesses that will donate or whatever the case may be. It just can't be handed to you as far as, okay, here is the list of donors. They're already giving X amount to the University of Iowa to be at Kinnick Stadium, to be in the seats that they are sitting in at Kinnick Stadium. Now they have to give Y amount to the Swarm to enable everything to keep moving forward as far as Iowa athletics are concerned. So that is something to think about as well, that Matt talks about a little bit right there. 2752 says Jordan is responsible for this whole mess. Well, it's not all Jordan. No, I'm not going to heap it on him. But you know what? Way back in the time when Geo Baker and Jordan Bohannon got this idea together, and they were pioneers as far as NIL is concerned, I'm not sure they thought of 2.5 and upwards to $5 million for each athlete. I don't think they were thinking that, Mark. I think they were thinking of, hey, going out there and selling pizzas on television for people or whatever the case may be. I could be wrong.
Yeah, I really wonder whether Bohannon and Baker really envision what's happening right now. And another point I'll mention on this is some folks out there on Twitter and other places are saying, listen, university makes millions of dollars off the television contracts, on and on and on. Why not slice up some of that pie to the athletes? Two questions. Number one, which athletes? Number two, where do you think scholarship money comes from? Six figures per individual added up times 85 in football. Does that not count for anything? Does that scholarship not count for anything?
Very true. Very true. 7148 says they are competing entities with the Swarm and the University of Iowa. In a way, yes. In a way, they're all trying to come to the common good if you're a Hawkeye fan. And that is obviously winning. I hate to do the whole mantra here, winning and doing it right and all that sort of business. But, you know, that's what the end effect is as far as this is concerned. Cyclone Tim weighing in today. Here's your annual reminder. Verbal commitments are not binding contracts. Like Kirk said, Iowa didn't lose something they never had. I think that's very true. Very true. 8077 weighing in. Don't tell Nick Saban there wasn't an even playing field. He said NIL is going to hurt parity. Well, Nick's looking out for his own interests.
Yeah. Wink, wink, yeah.
he is looking out for his own interests at this point. But there are going to be folks on both sides of this equation. And like I said a couple minutes ago, Mark, I think the end game is that everybody that is a Hawkeye fan wants to see Iowa do well or wants to see Iowa State do well. Of course, Brent Bloom has his collective going over there as far as Iowa State athletics is concerned. And it's interesting, though, that, like you said, this only covers three sports. Maybe, well, certainly the most successful program at the University of Iowa in the athletic department is not even a part of this as far as Tom Brands and the wrestling program is concerned.
Not in terms of the Swarm, but several individuals have their own deals going on. But you're right. It's not part of the Swarm. Should it be? I think so.
Oh, I would agree.
It will be down the road.
It will be. Yes. A couple things that are coming down the road, I think, that we still have not gotten to yet, but are getting closer and closer. 98-43, 2 years ago, they said NIL wasn't supposed to be used as a recruiting tool. Glad they put that stipulation in. LOL. I have no idea, 3737. How much is president of Swarm going to make? I have no idea. That's a paid position. I have not looked into anything like that for Brad, but
paid position.
I have no idea how much he makes, though. No idea. 319-366-1600. We'll talk about the NFL coming up here in just a little bit as we also look ahead to college basketball getting back into gear. Iowa next in action coming up on Thursday. The Hawkeyes will be resuming Big Ten play when they head off to Lincoln to take on Fred Hoiberg and the Nebraska Cornhuskers coming up on Thursday evening at Pinnacle Bank Arena, which kind of turning into an interesting game now. Of course, we're getting closer and closer to Hawkeye Bowl action against Kentucky. 24-36 asking us who the lead tailback for Kentucky is going to be. Rodriguez, of course, is skipping the bowl game, and he is a big Smoke fan and would like to see him have a good game. And I think he's going to be in there. I'm not sure if there's going to be one guy. That's what makes bowl games so intriguing now, Mark, because the prospect, and we talked about this with several of our guests over the last couple of weeks, talking about the Music City Bowl and looking ahead. And teams that are in bowl games now can trot out some guys that we haven't seen throughout the year because, hey, you have to because some guys are skipping games, some guys are in the portal, et cetera, et cetera. I did see this stat that made me feel a little bit better about the state of football, and that is the fact that well over 90%, well over, for some teams higher than others, but well over 90% of the rosters for college football teams are still playing in bowl games.
I'm surprised at that. Maybe I shouldn't be, but, I don't know if intriguing is the right word. That's the word you used. And I don't want to argue with you about it, but it just makes it different when, you know, five or six players on either side are not going to play either because of they're going to the NFL draft or they're going to the transfer portal, whatever it may be. You're not getting the same team as you might have signed up for when you invited these teams to the bowl game. So, but from Iowa's standpoint, I think we've got several aspects to consider in this. And guys like Jack Campbell and Sam Laporta and Riley Moss deciding to play in the game. And from that standpoint, I think this Iowa team might be fairly highly motivated in this game.
We'll find out coming up on Saturday as we are efforting some folks that are on site. And we'll continue to do that throughout the week here as we get closer and closer to Iowa and Kentucky coming up on Saturday. It's one of the games we'll pick in the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, by the way. And we do not have a winner yet, Mark, of the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, correct?
We do not. The results are pending. Tonight's Wisconsin-Oklahoma State game. Only two people can win, and that is Dave and you. I can tie two different ways, but I will lose on the tiebreaker. So if Wisconsin covers, Dave will be the winner. If Oklahoma State covers, doesn't even have to win because they're getting 3 points. If Oklahoma State covers, you're going to be the winner, Scott. And we'll let everybody know tomorrow.
Big Ten getting in, swinging into bowl action coming up tonight. As the subject of our poll question at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Big thanks to Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. They've been serving customers since 2003. And you have the question in front of you, Mark?
I do. Will the Big Ten start its bowl season with a win tonight? Yes or no? That would be a Wisconsin victory.
I'm getting three.
Badgers enter at 6-6. Oklahoma State at 7-5.
And I'm getting 3 points, right?
You are indeed.
Yeah. My guy is pulling for me. That's all I know. We'll see. Yeah, I'm glad it comes down to that. But we'll have another session with Emil's Hideaway coming up on Friday. We'll get the panel together and we'll pick some games, including Iowa and Kentucky. Right now, I'm going to throw it. Speaking of Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast, happy holidays to Jamie and Chris and Dave and everybody over there and the entire staff. Do appreciate them. They're located right across from the Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot. And, of course, they are ready to go for you at 4 o'clock. With some great food, and tell them that everybody at KGYM sent you. Mark, throw it to you for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update.
Yeah, and more transfer news. You mentioned Wake Forest. Sam Hartman headed for Notre Dame. Texas quarterback Hudson Card is headed for Purdue. In the NFL, J.J. Watt has announced his retirement, completing quite a remarkable story. Started as a tight end at Western Michigan, delivered pizzas, walked on to Wisconsin, and now he's going to be an NFL Hall of Famer. Great career for J.J. Watt. And finally, out of the Iowa football camp, wide receiver Nico Raganini has announced he's going to return to Iowa for a sixth year of eligibility. That's, in my mind, pretty good news for the 23 Iowa football program.
Yeah, it is. And you take a look at, you know, with Iowa, Caleb Johnson coming back as a running back, you know, Lachey and all at tight end, McNamara. I will say McNamara slash Labus because, you know, you have to, I have to put that out there, both guys. And then Deontay Vines out there, Brody Brecht coming back. A couple of freshmen may weigh into things as far as the wide receiver core is concerned. And now Raganini back. Yeah, things could be worse going into 23 as far as Iowa and their special, or excuse me, their offense is concerned as far as the skilled people are concerned. So, we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. 319-366-1600-1776. Yes, you hit this on the button. The new season used to start in September and now starts in the bowl games. Yeah, you embrace it, I guess, is the best way to look at it. We'll take a break, come back, and we'll talk about the National Football League and more from this past weekend. Stay with us. It is a gym class right here on KGYM, presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Back with more after this.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Kason Ferris with the check of your weather first forecast. We'll continue to see clearing skies this afternoon, although windy conditions are expected. Winds could gust between 20 and 30 miles per hour. High temperatures today will reach into the lower and middle 20s. For Tuesday night, partly cloudy skies are expected as lows will be dropping to near 20 degrees. On Wednesday, we'll continue to see partly cloudy skies and also breezy conditions. Winds gusting out of the south 20 to 30 miles per hour. High temperatures will reach into the lower and middle 30s. And that was a check of your Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
This is a test of the emergency alert system.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
Now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just sign up with promo code COON. FanDuel has all your favorite bets from the money line to point spreads to player props. You can combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with the same game parlay. They also have live betting. You get updated odds on games that have already started. And when you win, you get paid your winnings fast. All of this is on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. So sign up today with promo code COON for your no-sweat first bet. That's promo code KUHN. Make every moment more this season with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in Iowa. First online real money wager only. Refund issued is not withdrawable. Free bets expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining. And some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit mfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Kirk Gustafson, agent at 1715 Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, or call 319-363-7214 today.
Having a real Christmas tree is the best.
Right? But how do we get rid of it?
Oh, that's easy.
It is?
Uh-huh. Just make sure all the stuff's taken off, you know, wires, tinsel, decorations, and your tree can't have any of that fake snow spray on it.
Got it.
Then just set your tree in your regular collection location, or cut it to fit in your Yardie cart and make sure the lid is fully closed for collection.
That's it?
Yep. The City of Cedar Rapids will be collecting trees January 3rd through January 28th.
How do you know all this?
I got the message from CR News Now.
Oh, I didn't get the message.
Sign up for text alerts now at crnewsnow.com.
Hurry into Menards, your plumbing headquarters. Complete your kitchen and bathroom update with quality faucets from Delta. Delta has been America's faucet innovation leader for over 60 years, creating groundbreaking products in both design and function. Delta faucets add the perfect accent to your kitchen or bathroom and match your sense of style. Get yours today and save big money on Delta faucets right now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Ben on the other side of the glass. Gym class coming your way here on KGYM for this Tuesday, December the 27th. Coming up tomorrow, Mark Ironside stops by the big Coralville Wrestling Tournament coming up tomorrow. The 29th and 30th, I beg your pardon. That will be later on in the week. And the Soldier Salute Wrestling Tournament down at Extreme Arena in Coralville. We'll talk about that and look ahead to 2023 as far as college wrestling is concerned. And if you're still in your fantasy football playoffs, Chris Liss will answer your questions coming up tomorrow. That will be on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class. Kevin Lehman joins us coming up on Thursday, as we will have our Off the Glass segment. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class here on KGYM. Thank you for joining us. By the way, the First Responders Bowl just ahead of halftime. Memphis has opened up a 2-touchdown lead, and they have got the ball moving again. Memphis leading Utah State 17-3. That down in Dallas earlier on today. Buffalo with the win in the Camellia Bowl, as the Buffalo Bulls with a victory as they took care of business against Georgia Southern 23-21. We've got Wisconsin and Oklahoma State coming up tonight for you. All of our frequencies starting at 8:30 this evening. Scheduled kickoff at 9:15 coming up tonight. 319-366-1600. And Mark, NFL was certainly front and center over the weekend, the holiday weekend, and you've got some very interesting stories and some pretty good comebacks that are on the table right now as far as the playoff picture is concerned. Suddenly, the Green Bay Packers are a player again, as Green Bay has gotten themselves closer and closer to a possible playoff spot. They do have their last two games at home. I guess that's the good news. The bad news is they play the Minnesota Vikings coming up this weekend at Lambeau Field before closing up against the Detroit Lions. Our Lions can still get in, Mark. It is still a possibility that they can get in. But Packers and the Vikings. Packers have been playing better as of late. Defense has been picking it up a bit, getting just enough offense. And can they take down the very, very charmed Minnesota Vikings? I told folks I was not going to say the L word today with the Vikings. I was going to use charmed with the Minnesota Vikings.
Well, they are. Yeah, I mean, they're 10-11-0 in one score games. Greg Joseph kicks a 61-yarder to win it for the Vikings, and They're charmed, if nothing else. The Packers are still alive because everybody in the league's 7-8, right?
Well, seems to be that way.
Seems to be that way. But you have to hand it to the Packers. They fought themselves back into it. Still need some help from the Commanders in particular, I think. But two home games. I think the Vikings are very vulnerable. And the fact that it's in Green Bay, you know, beating the Vikings and Lions won't be easy. But I think it's doable for the Packers.
Packers playing well, red hot. Vikings seem to be anything they touch turns to gold. So something's got to give. Something's got to give at Lambeau coming up this weekend. Carolina has snuck back in as far as a playoff, potential playoff spot is concerned. But probably be in first place right now if it wasn't for Brady Magic. He has pulled three rabbits out of his hat this year for the 7-8 Tampa Bay Buccaneers, including the game against Arizona the other night. Seems like Brady doesn't start to play until there are 5 minutes remaining in the game for Tampa lately. But that's Tampa and Carolina coming up. I kind of thought that might be the flexed game. NBC has flexed Sunday Night Football. They have flexed out the Chargers and the Rams, much to the chagrin of America, Mark. They have now put Pittsburgh and Baltimore into Sunday Night Football coming up this week.
I'm good with that. You know, there's only 8 teams that have been eliminated from the tournament right now. A lot of teams need help. Others control their own destiny. But according to CBS Sports right now, here's your projected first-round matchups. In the AFC, 5th seed Ravens against or at the 4th seed of Jaguars, because the Jaguars would win their division, presumably. The Chargers punched their ticket last night. I hate that phrase. But they would be the number 6 seed against the Bengals, the number 3 seed. And your Kansas City Chiefs would host the number 7 seed, Miami Dolphins. In the NFC, it'd be a 5-4 matchup, Cowboys at the Buccaneers, and number 6, the Giants at the 49ers, and the Commanders at the Vikings, a 7-2 matchup. Those are projections. A lot of things can change, and Green Bay hopes that is so.
Green Bay does hope that it is so. Monday night, the big game of the week is not until Monday night in Week 17. And that will be the Buffalo Bills going to Cincinnati to take on the red-hot Cincinnati Bengals. Can Josh Allen, who's been good, not great lately, Joe Burrow has been great lately. Cincinnati got that big lead, kind of held on, but Bengals are playing good football. They are in the playoffs right now in the AFC. AFC with only 2 more spots to be filled. The Chargers got in last night, as you mentioned. I also hate the term punching ticket. Baltimore is in. Cincinnati is in. Buffalo is in. Kansas City is in. Who is going to get that final wild card spot between many teams? The Las Vegas Raiders, despite Josh McDaniel, are still alive in things. Raiders gave up another double-digit lead.
Yeah.
It was a race to see if McDaniel or Hackett was going to get fired first in Denver by virtue of maybe the worst performance in an NFL game that I have seen in a long, long, long time. Lost to the L.A. Rams. Gave up a 50-burger to the L.A. Rams. That's hard to do. And Denver fires their coach.
That was really bad. And another takeaway I took from the weekend, you know, the Patriots are one of those 7-8 teams still mathematically alive in the playoffs. I don't think I'd want to be Mac Jones. That guy is going to have a target on his back after what he did to Eli Apple in that game.
True. Very true.
If you missed it, a cutback block to Eli Apple's legs, and it was behind the play. I thought it was pretty bad.
I would agree. I would agree. Well, they're already calling for the backup quarterback. So, in fact, they are chanting Bailey Zappi, Bailey Zappi. That's not a good thing to have your home team crowd doing for you. 319-366-1600. If you'd like to weigh in as far as the National Football League is concerned, some wild games over the weekend as well. Taking a look back to Week 16, the Chargers dismantled the Colts. Colts offense is about as bad of an offense that I have seen in the National Football League over some time. There were some good games. Packers-Dolphins was a fun game. Tua, oh, man, if you're a Dolphin fan, and we know several of them, Mark, that we will talk to tomorrow, holy cow, you just got to be banging your head against a wall because – basically, Packers didn't play bad, but the Dolphins kind of handed that game to them.
No doubt about it. I thought the Eagles and Cowboys was a really good game as well.
It was.
Minshew had a really good game. And after throwing a horrific interception early on, Dak Prescott was really, really good the rest of that game. And it got the Cowboys a victory and that was a fun, entertaining game as well.
It was. Very entertaining game. Hope everyone got to see Pittsburgh and the Raiders. Not so much for the game itself, but just for the ceremony at halftime. As far as retiring Franco Harris's jersey on the just about the day of the 50th anniversary of the Immaculate Reception, it was great to see the 72 Steelers out there, although they looked very cold. I would have been cold with the 10 below wind chill. Out at, what, Excelsior? I don't know what they're calling it now. The stadium at Pittsburgh out there. But it was great to see some of those guys honoring one of their own and their teammates. I tell you what, the team you don't want to play right now is the Jacksonville Jaguars. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
Am I wrong about that?
Not at all. I think in addition to Jacksonville, the Packers may fit in that category, but Jacksonville playing exceptionally well and may win that division.
May. Trevor Lawrence getting things done. Getting things done right now. Our friend Matt in Cedar Rapids, Greg Joseph, with an exclamation mark. 61-yard field goal for the Minnesota Vikings to come up with the win as they beat the Giants. Giants played well. That was a good game, 27-24. And 64-29, again, reminding us the Ram-Bronco game was so bad that the only way it could be tolerated was by watching it on the alternate broadcast on Nickelodeon. I must say I did not watch the Nickelodeon broadcast.
I barely could stick with the regular game.
I did not see a lot of it because it was unwatchable. Unless you tell you what are the Rams going to do next year between Baker Mayfield and Matt Stafford? An injured Matt Stafford, all kinds of rumors going around that he is contemplating retirement. I mean, is Baker Mayfield the Rams' future, if you will, question mark?
No, I think Stafford's the guy, isn't he? But you might want to keep Mayfield around. Maybe the larger question is Denver all in on Russell Wilson?
Well, I think they have to be.
I think they have to be, but my goodness, he has not been good.
No, it's been awful. Russell Wilson has been awful, and he's kind of turning into the Bobby Bonilla of the National Football League.
I expect the Rams to be back. They have so much talent. Cam Akers, really good game yesterday. That's a team with a lot of talent. I don't expect them to be down again next year.
Everything, let's put it this way, and this is the way it is. I mean, you get into one-score situations. Vikings have had everything go their way in one-score games. Rams did not. And then you put injury on top of injury with the Rams, and they have gone the other way. I agree with you. I think the Rams are going to be back with a vengeance next year. Schedule for this week, it started on Thursday with a humongous game between the Dallas Cowboys and the Tennessee Titans. Huge as far as Tennessee is concerned. Tennessee is a 10-point underdog, double-digit underdog at home on Thursday night. That's crazy.
It really is. And you talk about the Vikings, their cumulative numbers on the season, the Vikings have outscored their opponents by 5 points. 5 points. And that doesn't add up to a dominating team by any means. I mean, my Bears have lost 7 one-score games. They're 3-12. I'm not sure they should have won all of those or any of them, but that's how razor thin the margins are in the NFL.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. 319-366-1600 here at 351 here on the Gym Class on KGYM. 1626. As a Pats fan, I can live with being average 20 years with TB12. Plus 6 rings. We've had our fair share, but Mac Jones is kind of a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think Eli Apple is sending him any Christmas presents this past week. Let's just say that retroactive to how things go. I really thought, like I said, Panthers-Bucks might be the Sunday night game, but that is not going to be the case. Are your Bears going to lay down for our Detroit Lions coming up on Sunday?
I don't know. The Bears still in line with for the number one draft pick. Needs Houston to win a game, and the Bears lose out, I think. I think that could get very creative for the Bears.
Who do the Bears take if they have the number one draft choice?
I don't know if they'd take anybody. I think they'd try to get a package of some kind with draft picks and veterans stay in the first round. Get some help at the line of scrimmage, a receiver, whatever it may be. I guess whether they're one or two, they're going to have some options.
And I do not want Sean Payton to come into the AFC West.
He's not going to Denver.
Not going to Denver? He's
new.
No? Okay. All right. I'll hold you to that, man. I'll hold you to that. We owe you a break. We'll come back, wrap things up here on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. Stay with us. Coming up on 353 here in KGYM.
College bowl season has begun with Elite Sportsbook. Root on your favorite college team when you bet $100 and get a $10 free bet. And don't forget, new signups can take advantage of their first bet being risk-free up to $500. Check out our updated app with integrated funding and increased functionality and play your game with Elite Sportsbook. Valid only in Iowa. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
When you buy your own health insurance, you deserve a doctor who's your biggest champion and coverage you can be confident in. And with new Wellmark health insurance plans featuring Unity Point Health, that's what you can expect. These plans help you build a relationship with your Unity Point Health primary care providers and network partners, starting with free preventive and virtual care, plus low copays for primary care with a doctor who always has your back. Connect with an agent to help you enroll at wellmark.com/UPH.
Peacock presents the new original limited series, The Best Man, The Final Chapters, from the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday, and executive producer of Insecure. The series reunites the original cast to wrap up all the unfinished business with new loves, career highs, parenthood, grief, and everything in between. The series explores what threatens to tear us down and what ultimately keeps us together. The Best Man, The Final Chapters, streaming now, only on Peacock.
Oh, 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 oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec Premium Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99. Try Syntec today, exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome back. The last couple of moments of the gym class for this Tuesday here in KGYM. Thank you very much. We do appreciate you being with us here today as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Full show coming up tomorrow. Mark Ironside will join us, and then Chris Liss to talk fantasy football as well, because there are people that are in their championship game or third place game to get a little bit of cash back this year. Unfortunately, I am not among them right there, but life goes on. The world goes on, Mark, indeed, right?
Yeah, and there's going to be some postseason action as well. So that'll be coming up in a couple weeks.
Yep. Yes, it will. And getting ready for the playoffs as well. Playoffs! As, yeah, that'll be coming up here before you know it as we turn the calendar into January. We'll talk about some of the top stories in the state as well coming up in the next couple of days. We always got to look back on that at the end of a calendar year, and we certainly will do that before we get into 2023 as we'll be back with you. No shows next Monday again as we will observe New Year's Day on the holiday on that particular day. We'll be back with you coming up next Tuesday, and we'll look back at Music City Bowl, Iowa and Kentucky. Going to start talking more about that as we get a little bit closer and closer to kickoff on Saturday between the Hawkeyes and the Kentucky Wildcats. And we'll talk a little basketball as we get back into the swing of things as far as college hoops is concerned. And we'll do that as well here in just a little bit. Again, if Oklahoma State wins, I win the pick six. Or if they lose by less than 3, and if Wisconsin wins, Dave's got it, correct?
That is correct. We'll report results tomorrow.
We will. We will, indeed. And Todd and Alex are going to come your way next from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock, and then we've got Wisconsin and Oklahoma State coming up tonight for you. Again, that is an 8:30 pregame with a 9:15 kickoff for you coming up right here on KGYM, and we'll talk about that and other things coming up on the Wednesday edition of the show tomorrow. Halftime, it is 24-3, Memphis all over Utah State. That in the First Responders Bowl down at Dallas. Two more coming up, the Birmingham Bowl, and then we'll have the Guaranteed Rate Bowl tonight between the Badgers and the Okie State Cowboys. Mark, we'll talk to you tomorrow at 3. Have a great night, and we will talk tomorrow.
Sounds great. Talk then.
You've been listening to The Gym Class presented by Tobacco Community Credit Union right here on KGYM. Talk to you tomorrow at 3.
If you have ever thought about remodeling your bathroom but were worried it would take too long or cost too much, then stop worrying. Right now, Jacob.